there's an issue that's been hanging out there for some time, and it's really, I think, picked up some momentum again as a result of what some of my colleagues are going to address here this morning. But the issue is, again, inconsistencies that we've seen across the state in voting, and it's that simple. And there's a number of things that have been by Help America Vote Act, after Congress got engaged and provided some funding. But the one simple thing that hasn't been addressed in Wisconsin is an issue that keeps coming back time and time again, and that is having a photo ID that must be displayed when an individual in Wisconsin is going to cast their vote. Obviously, it's a very serious area. We consider, not only as elected officials, but I think certainly with what we've seen in this report, some criminal activity that needs to be addressed. And we want to bring that to the forefront. We want to bring it to the floor of the Wisconsin State Senate. And right now, we don't feel that the majority party is considering this bill or other bills that have been authored as something that legitimately should be before the body. And we're not sure. I don't want to guess why it's being dismissed by the majority party, but it's something that we're here making a case for. Let's get this done before we adjourn, and this will be the answer to a number of these problems that are currently being displayed in Wisconsin. So with that, I'll turn it over to my colleagues, and each one of them, I think, has a part or portion of what we need to address today. So thanks for being here.
Thanks, Senator Fitzgerald. I'm Senator Lightbaum, and obviously you know that concerns and questions regarding the way in which votes have been cast in the state of Wisconsin and potential voter irregularity and fraudulent voting have existed in this building now for at least the past 10 years. And many of my colleagues and I have been working to try to improve the process and restore the integrity to our election process here in the state of Wisconsin. Unfortunately, those concerns that we've been questioning all along were validated in a big way last week, Tuesday, when the City of Milwaukee Police Department Special Investigation Unit released their 60-plus page report on a three-year-long investigation in which they looked into voting problems and irregularities in the election process in the city of Milwaukee during the November 2004 presidential election. And it's a startling report. And all legislators, all elected officials, all citizens of Wisconsin should be very concerned and bothered by what was released in the report by the Special Investigation Unit. Issues like the fact that just in the city of Milwaukee on election day in 2004, over 5,000 ballots were counted for the presidential election, and yet even today, not one of those ballots can be tied to a registered voter. Hundreds of absentee ballots that were not opened and not processed, and therefore not counted. Hundreds of felons who were allowed to illegally vote in the city of Milwaukee on election day 2004, and dozens of out-of-state individuals who are not residents of Wisconsin that were allowed to vote in our presidential election. Each of these issues, again, are very concerning and need to be addressed, and they need to be stopped. One way identified by the report to stop them and to fix our system is to require a photo ID by having individuals show a photo ID prior to voting in this state. And again, that's something that we've been fighting for the past 8 years. I'm pleased to be joined by Representative Stone from the Assembly, who's been working with myself on a bill and now a constitutional amendment to require a photo ID. And we've got great support from our colleagues, and I believe great support from the city of Wisconsin to implement this simple process of just asking a person to legally identify themselves prior to voting in the state of Wisconsin. The report makes it clear that simple request, that simple process, would really clear up and stop many of the problems that were identified in the city of Milwaukee and possibly could be happening across the state. Now, the legislature has struggled with the issue of photo ID. Governor Doyle has vetoed it 3 times, saying that it's overly burdensome to ask our citizens to prove who they are prior to voting. Well, today, we are asking the Senate to remove this issue from the legislature and to bring it directly to the people of the state of Wisconsin, the very voters who are having their votes disenfranchised by voting problems and fraudulent activity in the city of Milwaukee. That's what drives me on this issue. It's not my personal, you know, goal or philosophy in regard to photo ID, even though I strongly support that. It's because literally dozens and hundreds of citizens in the district that I represent are saying, Joe, my vote is being disenfranchised when problems take place in the city of Milwaukee or anywhere else across the state. And that's wrong. And I'm not going to sit still and not stand up for the constitutional right of the people that I represent to vote. It's the greatest right that we all have, and it should be protected. And so today we're going to be asking the Senate to simply allow us to have a vote, a straight up or down vote, on a constitutional amendment that would allow the citizens of Wisconsin to have a chance to vote on this issue. It's really not that hard. I trust and I have confidence in the ability of the people of this state. Let them decide on this issue. And I would challenge any legislator who would stand in the way of allowing our citizens to have a chance to make their voices known on this issue and to, again, stand up for protecting the constitutional right of the citizens that they represent. With that, I want to turn it over to Senator Alberta Darling, who's been, again, a strong advocate and a person who's been working hard on behalf of her citizens to clean up our election laws and to work to ensure a photo ID. Senator Darling.
Thank you, Senator Lipum. I'd like to ask Representative Stone to just have him make a few comments before I speak, if that's all right with you. Thank you.
Well, Joe did a great job in laying out the recent problems that have been detailed again in Milwaukee. But the reality is there's vote suppression going on in the state of Wisconsin, and it's Senator Russ Decker that's suppressing the votes of the majority of the people in this state. 80% of the people in Wisconsin want to have a voice on this issue, and the senator that is the majority leader is suppressing the opportunity for that to come to the people of the state. It's time for him to step aside and let the people of Wisconsin vote on this issue. This has been going on for years. We've seen the problems detailed over and over again. And there's just a couple of people in this state who I believe are making a perversion of democracy. When the people want to change something in the Constitution that governs their state, and there's no more basic principle than our elections and having integrity in them, and there's Russ Decker standing in the way, it's time to step aside and let the people vote.
Thank you, Representative Stone. You know, this is an 80% issue, and we have to let the people decide whether Wisconsin wants a photo ID program which will ensure that voters will have their votes count. You know, this is an issue that crosses party lines in my district. Republicans, Democrats, Independents. My majority opinion, by overwhelming numbers, say let us decide. Let us have voter identification. Let's secure our elections. The argument is often used that it will disenfranchise people, and I think that's an insulting argument. When I talk to my seniors about that issue, they'll say they're insulted when people say that they can't get an ID. They say they're insulted when people think they're, just because they're older, that they can't go through the process of securing an identification to vote. Older people think this is one of the most precious rights that they have, and they are demanding that we be responsible. Let's talk about minority groups. Throughout my district, constituents tell me from many different groups they think this right should be secured so their vote counts. There's a big cloud of suspicion over Wisconsin, and we need to clear that up. We need to allow people to make the decision of whether we should have this identification to vote or whether we should not. I just want to tell you that that District Attorney Chisholm has had a positive jury decision on voter fraud with an individual who is selling votes for $5. And the jury took about 30 minutes to decide that person was guilty of fraud. And so is that a big step in the right direction? It is. Because we need a DA who will say, we're not going to tolerate this. We're going to make sure your vote counts. Let's look at that report for just a minute and see some more of the stats. The report found that nearly 7,000 more votes were cast than the number of persons listed as having voted. 141 voters not residing in the city were nonetheless allowed to register and vote in the city of Milwaukee. The report found that there was 278 felons voted in Milwaukee despite being ineligible due to their criminal record. 5 of the city's elected officials were convicted felons and thus ineligible for that role. 2,101 ballots were cast on the Marquette campus despite only having 1,887 people recorded as voting. And we have just any number of other instances of voter fraud in Milwaukee. People say, oh, no, no, it really isn't voter fraud. It is. And I have had so many constituents all over this state say, it's time to stop this charade. It's time to have votes count. It's time to put Wisconsin on the right side of this issue. And the governor has been pressing other 70% issues. Well, this is an 80% issue, and let the people decide. The clock is running. We have only one more week, and if we don't do this in 1 week, we are saying to the people of Wisconsin, we don't care what you think on this very important issue, and that is wrong.
Again, Senator Darling highlighted just some of the things that were detailed in this investigative report by the Milwaukee Police Department, and again highlighted the fact that literally thousands of legal and legitimate votes from across the state were in a sense disenfranchised because of activity that we know happened just in the city of Milwaukee. Again, this could be happening across the state. If we investigated other parts, there's probably activity like this taking place elsewhere. But what concerns me is that, again, you take a look like the city of Plymouth in Sheboygan County that I represent. What happened in the city of Milwaukee on Election Day 2004 basically means that every legal and legitimate vote cast in the city of Plymouth on that same day were disenfranchised or zeroed out. You look at Rhinelander, 2,500 votes cast in Rhinelander. Zeroed out. Marinette, 4,000 votes. Zeroed out. Summers, 3,600 votes. Every legal and legitimate vote cast in each one of those communities could be, in a sense, argued that they were disenfranchised. And that's what we need to do today, is to step up as legislators, representatives of these people, and say, hey, we're going to try to protect your constitutional right. And most importantly, we're going to give you the opportunity to make a difference in regard to how your vote's going to be protected by voting on this constitutional amendment. We're going to be asking the Senate Democrats to allow us to pull the resolution to the floor today. That is a legal and a legitimate motion that can be made on the floor of the Senate. Unfortunately, last week, the Senate Democrats ran scared of that motion and adjourned the Senate abruptly, suggesting that they couldn't hear our objection calls. Well, today we've made it known that we're going to be pulling this. We're simply asking that they allow us to have a straight up or down vote. We wish we weren't here today with a pulling motion, but as I see my colleague Senator Cogg standing here with us today, he's failed to allow a public hearing on the bill. He's failed to allow this to come through the legitimate process to the state Senate for a vote. And I would encourage that he think about that today. Perhaps he'll allow us to have a public hearing and a vote within the next couple of days of the legislative session. But as Senator Darling said, the days are running short, and we should not stand in the way of allowing our citizens the right to stand up and vote and protect their legal and legitimate votes through this joint resolution process. So thanks for being here today. We look forward to a great debate on many issues in the Senate today, and also to this important issue for the citizens of Wisconsin. Thanks.
Questions?
Any questions?
Problems in Milwaukee, but I don't see any Milwaukee lawmakers or officials behind you. Why not? Well, you don't really represent Milwaukee. I mean, like, the majority of your district is not Milwaukee, so why don't you have support from Milwaukee up here?
Well, when we talk about problems in Milwaukee, it affects all of Milwaukee County. In my district, I know in one of my communities there were thousands of people who voted going back to the 2000 election that voted, and then the address verification cards that followed up and were sent to them were undeliverable, no such person, no such address. So this goes on in a lot of communities. The problems in Milwaukee have been highlighted, but as Joe has mentioned, this is something, if you investigated this around the state, you'd find that it occurs in many places. And also, I've talked with district attorneys from around the state who have also said they know that there's been cases of fraudulent voting going on in the state, and they can't prosecute it because we have a system that doesn't allow for the proper identification of voters when they come in. We have a flawed system that doesn't allow for successful prosecution in cases where district attorneys know there's problems.
Well, I represent four counties and part of the northwest side of Milwaukee, part of the area around UWM. I do represent parts of Milwaukee, and I'll tell you, it's very clear that people are saying they want the opportunity to vote on this. They want to have voter IDs to validate that their vote is going to count. And I think you bring up a really important question. Why aren't there more Milwaukee legislators up here joining us? That to me is a very important issue. When we hear it's an 80% issue statewide. In Milwaukee, it is a 80% issue. I think it is amazing that we don't have many Milwaukee legislators joining me as a representing part of Milwaukee. I think that's a good question. Why aren't they? Well, you're not representing your people.
No, we represent your people very well. In fact, here we have a report that has no author. No one has taken responsibility for this report. But the report itself basically says that the poll workers in the city of Milwaukee didn't do their job. And so that has nothing to do with voter ID.
They didn't do their job.
They didn't check. They didn't check identifications.
So they said
we should have voter ID. If I could finish. No, she asked me a question. I'm answering the question.
Why are you afraid to let the people decide?
Yeah, I'm not afraid.
Why are you afraid to let the people decide?
May I answer your question? Okay, let me answer your question. The question is very simple. You guys are going to bring it up, a public motion, and we're going to debate it. And I will give you each and every answer. As I was saying about this particular report, what you have is you have people who, in same-day registration, they didn't ask for their ID identification. Photo ID wouldn't have even made a difference in this instance, because the workers didn't do their job. Because the workers didn't do their job, the gang who couldn't shoot straight is asking for photo ID. It makes no sense at all.
It's an amazing system.
People come in to vote and they're
required to present a photo ID. It shows their address, it shows their accurate name, it gives all the information that election workers want. Election workers have come to me and said, this will improve our election system and will make it faster, easier, and more accurate to vote. Well, the people who run our elections believe this will make for better elections.
My question is, Spencer, why don't you want to let the people decide whether they have voter ID or not? Why don't you want to let the people decide?
This has come up several times. Let me answer this question. Here's my valid Wisconsin driver's license. I could not use this as a photo ID because it has my old address on it. Okay, and that's one of the endemic problems with photo ID. You don't. Oh, you should go up here and I can't use this.
Senator Cox, it doesn't
have my proper address.
That was never
address.
A part of any legislation
bill,
that I included.
That's correct. I mean, you haven't read the bill, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Because
no,
that issue is addressed.
I'm saying to you, when you talk about photo
issue,
ID,
though,
is a photo ID that is legitimate
decide.
For me to drive, but I can't use it.
You would be able to use
this
it.
This is great. We're actually having a public hearing that we haven't yet had on this resolution.
Senator Cox has allowed us to have a discussion. We've had a public hearing at least four times.
Now we should allow the public to come on in and have their say on this very important issue. And that's what we're going to be asking for this afternoon, is a vote for the people. And it would be great if we actually had a public hearing.
The people could decide if you all would let people speak. When we go on the floor, I'll have a chance to speak then, and then I'll have my voice heard. You want to have people have their voice heard, I'm going to have my voice heard in the chambers.
We didn't adjourn the session last week Thursday. It was you and your majority that didn't allow that debate to take place, Senator.
And let's let everyone in Wisconsin have a voice on something that's a basic principle. Why doesn't the senator allow that?
Let me step in here. Do not accuse us of something you have not done in the past. Do not accuse us of putting time limits on free speech in the state senate. Do not accuse
us. Accuse
you
of
did too. No, when you were in a majority, you did it. So don't
want to
try accusing us of something that didn't happen. Spencer Cox is absolutely right. We don't
want to
disenfranchise voters. This bill has been vetoed by the governor.
Let the people of this state
go back in the assembly and take care of your business there.
I did. I'm waiting for you to take care of the people's business here.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted to be here today as a former majority leader. I just want to say that it is entirely within the rules to put time limits on debate so that we don't stay up all night. That doesn't mean we disenfranchise somebody. What has happened on this particular issue is the Democrats in the state Senate simply don't want to have a debate. They don't want to have votes. And they have been running and hiding from this issue for years. What we attempted to do the other day on the floor of the state Senate was to bring this up, and in a panic, they adjourned the session. Today, we're going to give them another chance. We would like to see a debate on this, but more importantly, we would like to see a vote. People have told me over and over again for many, many months, they are tired of politics as usual. They are tired of the snickering about important issues that matter to them like this, and they would like to see an honest and thoughtful debate and a vote. And if we can't have that here, then it seems to me entirely fair and appropriate for us to ask that the people of the state have an opportunity to declare their voices through a referendum.
One other thing I'd just like to add, as far as the legislation and the concerns about it, every issue that's been brought forward in this debate has been addressed. The interesting thing that we do know is that the bill that would follow this constitutional amendment has become law. It's just it became law in the state of Indiana. And it was found by the federal courts to be constitutional, and I believe that's going to be upheld. This is a constitutional law, and what we have right now is the leadership of the Senate unwilling to hear the voice of the people of Wisconsin on whether they want this constitutional change to be allowed to happen in the state of Wisconsin.
You know, we've got an important work that has to be addressed today on the floor of the Senate. But this issue really isn't that hard. Today's question is whether or not we're going to simply allow our citizens to have a vote on this issue. You can see there's disagreement between the legislators on this issue. Let's get beyond that. Let's put this issue into the hands of our citizens. I've got confidence in them. If as our opponents suggest, no one supports this, then the referendum will fail. But I strongly believe that the vast majority of the citizens of this state want to have their vote legally counted and voted and not disenfranchised. And they don't find it overly burdensome to prove who they are by showing a photo ID. And that's what we're asking. Let them vote. And that's what we'll be asking today. Thank you.
Thanks.
See you soon.
They said I was holding up the bill. And then they said, why was I afraid to talk about this? And I simply said that we are going to talk about it because they are going to. Well, thank you. they are going to bring it up on the floor, and we'll argue then. If you notice, they then attempted to shout me down. They asked me a question, and then they attempted to shout me down. So it made no sense. They want to have a debate and free speech. They want people's voice to be heard, but they didn't want to let a lone Democrat speak his mind about something they brought up, and they mentioned my name.
So why haven't you had a hearing on this, or why haven't you?
Well, it's very simple. The governor has vetoed this three times. It's old news, okay? The reason that it's come before us again is this report that has no name attached to it, that is anonymous, and that the chief of police knows nothing about, that the state Republican Party and the state Democratic Party got before the people of the city of Milwaukee, including the chief, was able to receive. So when you look at this report, all it basically says is that because the poll workers didn't do their job, we should not have same-day registration. But if we are going to have same-day registration, we should have photo ID. And as I pointed out before, my driver's license has my previous address from a year ago, but it doesn't have my current address. So I can drive with this identification. I can't vote with it. And that is the endemic flaw in photo ID, that if you move, you lose. And because a person moves, should they be disenfranchised from voting? And the answer is absolutely no, because voting is not a privilege. Voting is a right. Okay, we have 30,000 renters in the city of Milwaukee who move every year and a half. Those people, if we pass photo ID, would be disenfranchised every election. And so they talk about possibly 400 or possibly 4,000 people who could be disenfranchised. I am guaranteeing you that there are 30,000 in the city of Milwaukee alone that would be disenfranchised under photo ID.
Couldn't those folks just bring mail at that they've received at their new address as proof of their residency there?
Under current law, yes, they can. But if you had photo ID exclusively, and they go with just a photo ID, and they go at 8:05, and then they are expected to run back home and get a utility bill, they won't be able to do that. They would be disenfranchised.